Well, today I'd like to talk about our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. It is one of the most interesting reading in the Acts of the Apostles, one of the most important events, and that was the conversion of the Ethiopian court official by the Apostle Philip. If you have your Magnificat handy, you can take a look at it's from Acts chapter 8. And there's so many important things that we learned in this passage about how the early church evangelized, how the early church taught the faith, and what was essential in converting somebody. So if you're interested in evangelization or apologetics, this is a great glimpse, a great window into how the early church brought about their converts. And of course, first we have Philip, one of the 12 apostles, and he's so close to the Lord, he's so receptive to God's grace and to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the angel spoke to Philip and told him to get up and head down the south road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza to take the desert road. So you see, first Philip is very much in tune with his guardian angel, which all of us need to be as well. So he listened to his guardian angel, who woke him up and told him, you got to get on the road, head south. He didn't know what it was for, but he was so receptive to the inspiration of the angel. And so Philip heads out to the road. And as he gets down there, he sees a court official, an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace. Candace was not the name of a queen, but sort of the name for all the queens, like Pharaoh, would be used to describe all the leaders. And so the Candace was the queen of the Ethiopians. So he was obviously a very important court official, obviously wealthy and well-respected. He was in charge of her entire treasury. So he would be, again a very a good man of integrity and honesty and talent. And it says he had come to Jerusalem to worship. That's very interesting. Why would an Ethiopian court official come to Jerusalem to worship? Well, a couple possibilities. One is that he could have maybe been of the Jewish faith, of the Jewish background, or he could have been somebody interested in world religions, or he could have been what's called a God-fearer, pagans or Gentiles who did believe in worshiping the one true God. So obviously we see God's grace is always at work within him, was already at work within him, because he had already come to Jerusalem to worship God in the temple. And now he was returning home, and he had probably picked up one of the scrolls of the prophet Isaiah. Again, he was wealthy. The queen that he served was wealthy. Maybe he was bringing home some of the parchments and scrolls for her to read. And so he's reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Holy Spirit told Philip, go, catch up to that chariot. So Philip must have been in pretty good shape, right? Because he's running along the road trying to catch this chariot. See, look what the Holy Spirit will do to a person, right? You got to run after chariots sometimes. So Philip caught up, and he said, he noticed that this court official is reading the scriptures. And so he says, do you understand what you are reading? And the response is very interesting. How can I unless someone instructs me? That's why Jesus gave us the church. He didn't just give us the Bible. Jesus didn't come to give us the Bible. He came to establish his church, which gives us the Bible, which put all the books together, gives us the Bible, and helps us to interpret it accurately and correctly as the Lord wants us to. So he says, how can I unless someone instructs me? So we need an interpretation of Scripture. And this is where the church comes in. Philip was an apostle. He had the authority to interpret Scripture. And so he tells Philip, get up into the chariot and sit next to me. And so then he, of course, was reading the prophet Isaiah about the suffering servant, how the Messiah would be like a lamb led to the slaughter, who opened not his mouth. And the official says, well, who is this prophet referring to? Is he referring to himself, Isaiah, or is he referring to someone else? And of course, Philip began to teach and said the scripture was referring to Christ. And he gave him a catechesis. He walked him through the scriptures and told him the basics that he needed to know about. And what's interesting is that as they're in the chariot, they see some water. And obviously Philip had already told him about the necessity of being baptized. See, it's not enough just to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to be baptized. It was part of the essential teaching of the church. Because he says, here is some water. What's to prevent me from being baptized? Well, apparently Philip felt this was a good enough RCIA program. And it was already completed. And so he says, let's do it. And so they stop the chariot. Philip takes him down into the water. He baptizes him. And then the Holy Spirit sort of inspires and snatches off Philip and takes him away. And the Ethiopian saw him no more. So this is a great event, a conversion in the early church. So what we see is Philip being so close to the Lord. He's open to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and his guardian angel. We see that Scripture by itself is challenging, is difficult to interpret, especially for a non-believer. This Ethiopian had really no idea what he was reading. He needed the church to interpret it, to guide him. And then Philip was able to give him a crash course in the faith, walking him through Scripture, the essential aspect of baptism. He baptized him and then went on to continue to evangelize someone else.